It's Monday morning, means it's time once again to chat to our favorite blogger from CanadianThinker.com. It's our good pal, Freddie P. on the phone. Frederick.
How are you, MacArthur? Good to be with you again.
I'm doing all right, sir. We're going to start with the Junos this week. Did you watch Canada's Finest, honoring our music greats last night?
I could lie and say yes, but no, I didn't. I think I'm more of a hockey fan than I am a music fan when the playoffs are on, all right?
Yeah, sure. I think that's a big scheduling mistake on the part of the Junos right there. Don't have this award ceremony during the hockey playoffs.
I think there were five games on yesterday, and all the series are so tight that I was just drawn to that. And I'm not big on award show. MacArthur, I've told you this time and time again. I award shows bother me. They're just so self-indulgent, and let's pat each other on the back and highlight each other for all the great, wonderful things we do. I'm just not big on it.
Yeah, I think the award shows, save maybe some of the real major ones like the Oscars, have kind of had their day. But
exactly, you know, and they all show up, in their gowns and their suits and pretend they're so humble, but they're all on the edge of their seats wanting to get up there and be praised and worshipped by the masses. Really the only awards that I go for, if they're on the up and up, is like the People's Choice Awards. You know, like, what do the people want? What do the people like, you know?
Yeah, and I like the Golden Globes because that's a real laid-back one where the stars are all just getting drunk.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. So, no, I did not watch the Junos, but I read all about the Junos. I heard all about the Junos.
Well, you and me both. And the thing that really stood out for me, of course, the big headline this morning is this Michael Bublé, or the Boob, as he's affectionately known in some circles, walks away as the big winner with four Junos. Can you, Fred, explain to me the popularity of Michael Bublé? I just don't get this guy. At best, he's a really bad Frank Sinatra ripoff.
Oh, see, I love the guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm a real big crooner guy. Like, I enjoyed Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr., the whole Rat Pack thing. Harry Connick Jr., I loved his stuff. And now Michael's just the latest in a long line. I mean, just because he's like Sinatra doesn't mean we can never have another Sinatra. Not to say that he equals Sinatra, but I really, honestly, enjoy his attitude. I enjoy his music. I really do.
Well, maybe I'm not following him closely enough here, Freddie, because for me, Sinatra, he had that edge, right? He was that guy. He was the king of the Rat Pack, as you mentioned, and he had all that stuff going on in his personal life, and every guy wanted to be him. Michael Bublé, to me, just looks like nothing but a big wimp.
Is this another situation of us sort of eating our own, though, MacArthur? Is it because if he wasn't Canadian? What about Harry Connick Jr.? Did you like him?
He was okay, but again, still not Sinatra for me.
Well, there will never be another Sinatra, but that doesn't mean, in my mind, MacArthur, that there can't be ongoing or new or future crooners.
Yeah, okay. I know it's a genre of music, but maybe I'm just expecting a little too much everybody to live up to the gold standard, if you will, here. But I just think Bublé needs something more. He needs a little grit to him, a little sandpaper.
Really, yeah. Well, remember, nowadays you can't get away with what Sinatra and Dean Martin and those guys got away with because the media and the internet, what it is today. Can you imagine those guys living those lifestyles in today's new media?
I'd love it.
Are you kidding me? I mean, look what happened to Tiger Woods. I mean, that would happen to Bublé. So you really have to protect your image nowadays like never, ever before. One thing I will say about Bublé, he won the People's Choice Award or whatever it was last night. So that says something. And it wasn't Nickelback. That's what I was thrilled. I'm so sick of Nickelback. I've had Nickelback 6 feet above my head. Thank you. I'm drowning in a sea of Nickelback. I can't stand it.
I have a feeling Frank Sinatra, who's still around today, Freddie, he'd look at Tiger Woods and go, amateur. Come on.
That's right. Only 19. I did 19 a month.
All right. You mentioned the hockey playoffs, which are very good so far, the first round. And you got an interesting take up at CanadianThinker.com about Hab fans. They are, forget Nickelback, Hab fans are really sticking under your craw, Freddie.
Well, yeah, and this has been an ongoing thing for years. Having been in the media and dealing with a lot of listeners over the years and other writers from Montreal and what have you. Yeah, I find Hab fans nauseating. Okay, you won 25, 26 Stanley Cups, but the last one was 1993, 17 years ago. But they still want to talk about that, especially with Leaf fans. It's like, oh, how long has it been since you last won the Stanley Cup? Well, yeah, 40-some-odd years, but you're almost half that now. What does, you know, that would be like a Blue Jay fan saying to a Yankee fan, yeah, but look, we won a, you know, we won the World Series in 1993. It's ancient history. It doesn't matter now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about Hab fans, but you're absolutely right. They just, and I don't know if it's a French thing maybe working in there a little bit as well, but, I mean, they're passionate. They love their team, but they don't seem to be grounded in reality.
No, exactly. And Leaf fans are grounded in reality. We really are. We have to be. And I never partake in an argument with a Hab fan about Stanley Cups or playoff success. Or obviously, I can't because the Leafs don't measure up. But I don't promote the Maple Leafs beyond what they should be promoted, because that's what a Hab fan does. That's what I find nauseating. And on my blog today, I was at a party on Saturday night, and a guy come up from the basement, and the Habs were beating Washington 3-1. And just the pompousness of this guy, and then looking for an argument and seeking out Leaf fans to rib them and trash talk them. I thought, here we are, really a typical Hab fan. And you know, a guy emailed me a great little joke or riddle. He said, how many Hab fans does it take to screw in a light bulb? It takes one to screw in the light bulb and nine to talk about how great the old one was. that basically sums up Hab fans. Now, I know there's tons of Hab fans, I'm sure, in the London area right now, seething, but hey, that's the way it is.
Yeah, Freddie, perfect. Enjoy this week of the hockey playoffs. As we mentioned, it's been a good week number one, and we'll see you right back here again next Monday.
Mark Cuthbert, loving you.
Right back at you. There's Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com.